With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. It's springtime in Montana, and that's keeping Glendive area farmer Dina Hoff plenty busy these days.
Oh, yes, we're lambing. So it's been crazy.
Hoff, an irrigated farmer on the Yellowstone River, is also keeping tabs on the Trump administration's activities in Washington, D.C. Hoff is particularly disappointed by the president's decision last week to approve a permit for the Keystone XL pipeline.
For this administration, in face of all of the public opposition to this pipeline, to come in and by negating years of work is just, it's un-American.
Hoff's a member of the Montana-based Northern Plains Resource Council, a group focusing on agricultural and conservation issues. NPRC Thursday filed as lead plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the Keystone XL pipeline's federal permit. NPRC Chair Kate French says a lot's changed since the U.S. State Department determined in 2014 the pipeline would be unlikely to alter global greenhouse gas emissions.
The world has changed a lot since 2014. You know, we have clean energy alternatives that were just not as available as were then. And we just feel that the data is very stale, the data that they're relying on for these arguments. And so this really needs a fresh look.
The pipeline would carry Canadian tar sands oil through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, where it would connect to an existing pipeline network moving crude to Gulf Coast refineries. Northern Plains Resource Council's Kate French says we also now know lots more about the corrosive nature of tar sands oil.
And how easily the pipelines can break and how often leaks have been occurring. We have seen spill after spill after spill. Now we have a better view of how fragile these pipes really are.
This pipeline's probably the most vetted pipeline that has ever not been built in the United States of America.
Al Ekblad is executive secretary of the labor group Montana AFL-CIO. Ekblad says oil and gas prices will eventually go back up, and fuel will always have to be safely transported.
There isn't a statistic in the world that says moving it by truck or train anywhere as close as moving it by a pipeline. It's time to build this thing, not litigate it.
Glendive area farmer Dina Hoff was affected by the rupture of the Bridger pipeline under the frozen Yellowstone River during the winter of 2015.
I have family and friends that live in town, and I was not happy to know that they had benzene in their water and weren't even notified about it for the first couple of days. They just knew it smelled like diesel fuel coming out of their tap. I'm pretty distressed about the lack of safety planning and emergency planning.
And safety and emergency planning is one of the key concerns of the groups who are suing to stop the Keystone XL. Here's Kate French of lead plaintiff, Northern Plains Resource Council.
It's really difficult to just buy any promise that the company puts out there to say, oh, it's going to be clean and safe. We don't know it's going to be safe.
Keystone's critics say the company's emergency response plans are completely inadequate. But Montana's AFL-CIO's Al Ekblad disagrees.
Our union members care about where they live just as much as any person that's in agriculture or from the environmental community. Why aren't we working together to build the safest pipeline that we can, rather than using litigation to delay or stop the pipeline from being built?
Ekblad adds that even though the bulk of the pipe for the Keystone project is not domestically produced, it would create important, well-paying jobs for people in the pipeline industry. A spokesperson for the Montana Petroleum Association says the Keystone XL pipeline will create 1,500 temporary construction jobs in Montana and 15 permanent positions at a terminal in Baker. The Sierra Club, Center for Biological Diversity, Friends of the Earth, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and Bold Alliance joined the suit, which was filed Thursday in Montana. The Northern Cheyenne Tribe is also suing to stop the project. The Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance filed suit against it earlier this week. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.